Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. You know, the best way to describe being a drinker, being hooked on alcohol, being addicted to alcohol, is like being in a prison of your own creation. I'm not talking about a prison where you do something wrong and you get a trial and you get a judge and you know you spend the next 10 years of your life incarcerated. Alcohol is a different kind of prison because it's a prison of your own mind. But you feel just as trapped. You feel like there's no escape. And that was my life for the best part of 10 years. Feeling trapped, feeling like there was no way out, feeling like I was actually doomed for the rest of my life. There have been points in my life where I just thought, F this, it's never going to change. What a sad place to be. What a sad place to be. And, you know, I just wanted to quickly make a short video because it might feel like a prison for you right now. You might feel that you're in a place where there is no escape, where you could be doing this for the rest of your life. You could be stuck in this trap, stuck in this cycle forever. And I wanted to jump on quickly because if I can change, you can change. I felt like there was no way out. I just felt like giving up. I've had times where I've just been so depressed, so sad, so just fed up of it all that I just thought there was no way out. But this is the great thing. If I can change, why can't you? I've seen people drink bottles of vodka every day for 20 years and still change. Can you imagine the level of feeling trapped that they felt? The level of intensity, the level of there is just no escape. I might as well just kill myself for alcohol. Imagine the feeling that they had. I mean, I'm blessed. I solved this problem when I was young. But imagine doing it for 20, 30, 40 years. That might be you. I don't know. But we all feel trapped. Every single person that drinks alcohol and struggles to stop drinking alcohol feels a level of entrapment. Do you know why? Because it's drug addiction. It's drug addiction. And drug addiction is the best way to describe it is like being in a prison. But here's the great thing. There is a way for you to escape that prison. There is a way for you to escape that prison and never look back. And it all starts by changing your worldview. If you knew that there was a prison out there that literally had like a ladder for you to escape from, and you knew you were never going to get caught and you could escape, and you knew that you were wrongfully imprisoned in that place, you'd take the ladder. You wouldn't even think twice. Yeah, it might be a bit dangerous and you might be a bit scared, but you'd be climbing that ladder instantly. That ladder exists with alcohol. It's the easiest prison to escape ever. Easy. But you first need to acknowledge that you are actually trapped. You first need to acknowledge that you're in a place where you're addicted to a drug, you're doing something that isn't helping, that's hurting. You need to first acknowledge that, because without actually, you know, being honest enough with yourself to know that there's a problem, then you're never gonna change, right? We're not gonna argue about that. You first need to acknowledge that. But then what you need to do is just change your understanding of alcohol. It's the easiest prison to escape ever. Because think about every step that you take on that ladder to escape the prison that I was talking about earlier. Every single step that you take is just another belief with alcohol. You know, you change your beliefs one by one. You stop seeing it as something that has a good, you know, that gives you a good time, that is fun to use when you're socializing. You stop seeing it this way and you change your perception. Because once you've kind of knocked down all of the beliefs of alcohol, what's left? Poison. Straight poison. Straight poison that will kill you. That's all that it is. And listen, do you know what's on the other side of escaping that prison? Once you climb that ladder, once you get over that wall, do you know what's there? Freedom. Absolute and utter freedom. The best feeling ever. Listen, there are benefits of not drinking, right? But I've said this in previous videos. The benefits kind of normalize. You know, after 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, the baseline increases and being a non-drinker just feels 100% normal. But you know one feeling that never goes away? Is the feeling of freedom. Is the feeling of not having to wake up and think, where am I going to get a drink tonight? The feeling of going out with a friend and socializing and not having to order a bottle of wine. The feeling of just not even thinking about this stuff, right? Going to a bar, going into an area, going to a place that serves alcohol, and it just doesn't even cross your mind. That never goes away. That feeling of freedom is there forever. But that's only there if you're able to change your worldview and able to change your understanding. Oh, I thought that woman was going to talk to me. Oh, yesterday, I'll quickly tell you this. I was in this area of Seoul, and they had tarot reading everywhere. So I went into one of the shops. I wasn't going to do it. And but yes, she started trying to sell me tarot reading, and that's a bit of a strange thing about Seoul. Anyway, you climb that wall, you get over the other side, and on the other side of that wall is pure freedom. It's the best feeling ever. The best feeling ever. You know, imagine waking up and never thinking about that stuff again. And that reality is 100% possible for you. But you need to take the first step. You need to take the first step. And for some of you guys, that first step is, I don't know, reading a book. For some of you, it's watching this channel. For some of you, it's clicking the link in the description, it's booking a call and seeing if the Sober Clip program is a good match for you. Other people, it might just be an AA meeting. I don't know what it looks like for you. Everybody's journey is slightly different, but I promise you, it's easy to not drink, it's easy to escape the prison, and there is a lifetime of freedom that is waiting just around the corner. You've got this.
Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.